This is a special COVID-19 report brought to you as a public service by Country Club Properties with four offices in Highlands. They sell Elevation in Highlands and the Cashers area.
A Wednesday update. The governor talked to us from Raleigh on the 5th, and what was his summation?
All of our local officials have been anticipating this press conference that the governor had to verify that we will be moving forward with the opening of commercial businesses. In phase one, our retail merchants in the business area will be able to open up their stores at 5 p.m. on Friday, May the 8th. And that's welcome news. I'm so glad to hear that. Initially, we thought that the governor would set the capacity level for each store at 20%. But yesterday, the good news was he increased it to 50%. And that does not include the clerks and people operating the store. It's just the customers that you have. There will be protocols that need to be followed. For example, a store, if they have it available, encourage people to use hand sanitizers. The governor will continue to encourage, especially the clerks and the people operating the stores, to wear face coverings. This is not over, so I encourage people to continue doing social distancing. And I really encourage, and the board encourages, everyone to wear face coverings when you're in a store, such as a grocery store or retail business.
It was nice to know that government has a heart and said that public gatherings with friends are allowed.
Right. The idea of no more than 10 people at a public gathering, but the good news is you can have gatherings with friends. And I will tell you this, in my neighborhood, they were planning on having a socially distanced outdoor on our cul-de-sac gathering with libation and a little dinner that was going to be ordered from a takeout. I told them I can't participate in that. That wasn't permitted under the state of emergency. But starting at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, those kind of gatherings in neighborhoods and everything can take place as long as, again, the protocol for sanitation and social distancing and everything continues.
I'm glad to see that you're going to have some fun. But still, there are no bars, no restaurants open. There are things that are still closed.
The restaurants and bars continue to have the takeout option and delivery options, curbside. But we won't be able to start opening up those restaurants and bars until phase two kicks in. You can tell I'm kind of optimistic here. We hit the benchmark of May 8th for phase one. I hope the early benchmark for phase two will be May 22nd. And I know that a lot of our restaurants and bars really need to get back into business. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm optimistic.
Still no salons, no gyms, no playgrounds, but worship services. If it's temperatures are nice, we can do that outdoors.
That's what the governor's order says. Churches have really had to go under a lot of stress in not being able to have those Sunday worship services. That could be an innovation that a church could do, is to have an outdoor service. And again, I would hope that the social distancing as best as possible can be maintained. But that's good news.
Meeting today at 3 p.m. 500 are allowed at this webinar, and then the budget meeting on Thursday.
We're having two special meetings. One meeting today is to clarify and define what we decided on Friday about allowing our hotels and motels to open, and also the operation of short-term rental. We'll be looking at amending our state of emergency to allow those functions. The Chamber of Commerce has been working with both of these entities. I know they had a meeting on Monday with people that are involved in the short-term rental business, and they came up with some recommendations that are incorporated into the amendments that we'll be looking at. But basically, we will be formalizing those operations. See, we're trying to move our state of emergency to now become in line with the governor's. If anyone wants to be a part of the meetings today and attend the meetings, you can go to the official town websites, and under special meetings, you'll see a little icon there. Click on that, and you will see the information for each one of those meetings, how to log on to the webinar system and be there for that meeting.
Sure, we want to thank Gibby Shaheen. I'm getting all of her press clippings. She's doing a great job for you. I know you know that.
I keep encouraging people to call in to Gibby at our number 526-2118 Town Hall and ask to be put on our Sunshine list. The other thing you can do is I've noticed even on our website, there's a little button there where you can click on that, or a portal, you can click on that and sign up by way of the website. So I encourage people to do that. Then it becomes very efficient. You're just automatically getting the notifications, and you're getting all the materials that the commissioners get.
Boy, government is really changing. But what isn't changing is that utility payments, nobody's going to be shut down just because of the COVID-19.
During the state of emergency, I wanted to reiterate this, because we have sent out utility bills. We know that some people will have difficulties following what the governor has ordered, and our policy is no one will be shut down or cut off of their utilities simply because they haven't been able to make a payment during this state of emergency. We'll be working with our utility customers on this, and then also there will be a very generous repayment plan for those that need some time to catch up.
We had some website posts saying people not wearing face protection, and they're concerned about that.
This is not just a local issue, but a national issue, that people are now thinking the virus has passed us. We don't have to do these protocols, and especially wearing those face coverings. And I share Dr. Burke's concern, and she's with the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19. This is no time to relax those basic protocols of wearing a mask or a face covering, washing your hands frequently. Those basic things can really help us curtail the spread of this virus.
This has been a special COVID-19 report brought to you as a public service by Country Club Properties in Highlands.